And also as our practice, if you'll turn with me to Lord's Day number 7 in the Heidelberg Catechism, it's on page number 6, questions numbers 20 through 23. We just quoted 23, so we won't do that. So questions 20 through 22. And let us all read the question. Can you please respond with the answer? Are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? No, only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. What is true faith? True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in his word, but also a hearty trust which the Holy Spirit works in me by the gospel, that not only to others, but to me also, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. What then is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised us in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith teach us in sum. And then you see there the Apostles' Creed. And so we are working our way through the Heidelberg Catechism, a reminder that the Catechism's design is for us to be able to understand what the Bible teaches. It's a summary. It's an attempt on the part of the original authors to say, well, let's boil down and understand what the Bible teaches. And in particular, we're reminded in the first question, what is your only comfort in life and in death? What is the benefit that we receive through grace, through Christ, through the gospel? And the answer is, in summary form, that I belong to Jesus Christ, my faithful Savior. That is the only comfort that I can have both in life, but especially in death, that I belong to Jesus. And what that means, the first question goes through and explains what Christ has done for us and what the Spirit is doing for us. And then goes into, well, what is it that you need to know in order to have that comfort? Question two, right? And that is, you need to know the greatness of your sin and misery. You need to know of what Christ has done, the gospel, and you need to respond. And the response is a thanksgiving, a thankful life for what he's done for us. And so we are in that second part. Now we spent time looking at the greatness of our sin and misery, and now we have been looking at the greatness of the grace of God. Last week in Lord's Day number 6, we saw in one sense the gospel proclaimed in the person of Jesus Christ as true God and true man, how the gospel is proclaimed throughout the Old Testament and into the New. And now we come to the question, well, what about, is that salvation given to all men indiscriminately? Does the Bible teach a universal salvation that everybody is in Christ and so everybody's saved? And the answer is no, because there is a command. God commands men, women, boys, and girls to repent and believe the gospel. And so the statement is, are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? We do believe that all men are perishing in Adam. We're all born in sin, and we are sinners, and we are sin. But is that the state? Are we all, those that are saved, are all saved? And the answer is no. Faith is required. Only those who by true faith are engrafted into him and receive all his benefits. And I love that word, engrafted. What, when you hear the word engrafted, what picture, is there a picture that comes to mind? In my mind, and hopefully in yours, the picture is a vine, a branch being grafted into a vine or into a tree, something that was foreign to that which is engrafted into. Paul in Romans talks about that we Gentiles were wild olive branches and were engrafted into Christ, and we are part of that tree now. And so the statement is, we are engrafted into Jesus Christ. Our identity is him. We have salvation in Christ. And all the benefits of Christ are ours right now. So then the question goes on to say, Well, question 21, great summary. If you want to know a definition of what faith is, true faith is, question 21 is your key. True faith, notice it has a sure knowledge. True faith is not just faith in your faith. It's not a blind leap into the dark, but it is a standing upon something firm and solid that is God, God's word, God's revelation, that knowledge that is revealed to us. Where? In the Bible. Yes, I hold for truth what God has revealed in his word, but it's what he's revealed in his word, which is what I stand on. My faith is based on God and his faithfulness to his own word. But I know it to be true. I have a surety that it is true. I hold it to be true. And furthermore, faith has a heart element. It's a hearty trust. It's something that is part, comes from the heart. It's not just intellectual. It's not, yeah, I know that to be true, but I trust in him. I rest in him. It is my sustenance. It is my life. Christ is my life. Christ is my all in all. I rest in Christ. And notice the statement is, which the Holy Spirit works in me by the gospel. But notice it says that, works in me by the gospel, that not only to others, but also to me. And then he starts to speak of the benefits. I have forgiveness of my sins. I am righteous before God. There is no accuser of the brethren that can effectively accuse me before God. For Christ is my righteousness and my salvation. And I have that salvation which is freely given to me by God. I am saved by God. I am saved by grace. I am saved because of Christ and for Christ, to honor Christ, his merits. And so what is it that we have to believe? The gospel. Is there a summary? The answer is yes. We just quoted it in the Apostles' Creed. Amen?